Chapter 2. Murder in Melissa. The assassination party, my grandfather continued, was led by two nobles of Persia acting under orders of the great king's governor of Phrygia. They proceeded by ship from Abydos on the Hellespont to the stronghold in Thrace, to which Alcibiades had repaired in his final exile, whence, discovering their prey absconded, the party pursued him back across the straits to Asia. The Persians were accompanied by three peers of Sparta, whose chief, Endius, had been Alcibiades' guest friend and intimate since boyhood. These had been appointed by the home government not to participate in the murder, but to serve as witnesses, to confirm with their own eyes the extinction of this man, the last left alive whom they still feared. Such was Alcibiades' renown for escape and resurrection that many believed he could cheat even that final magistrate, death. A professional assassin, Telamon of Arcadia, accompanied the party, along with some half-dozen henchmen of his selection, to plan and execute the action. His confederate was the Athenian Polemides. Polemides had been a friend of Alcibiades. He had served as captain of marines throughout Alcibiades' spectacular sequence of victories in the Hellespontian War, had acted as his bodyguard when the conqueror returned in glory to Athens, and had stood upon his right hand when Alcibiades restored the procession by land in celebration of the Eleusinian mysteries. I recall vividly his appearance at Samos upon Alcibiades' recall from exile to the fleet. The moment was incendiary, with 20,000 sailors, marines, and heavy infantry, distraught for their own fate and the survival of their country, enveloping the mole they called Little Coma as the longboat touched and Polemides stepped off, shielding his charge from the mob, which seemed as ripe to stone as salute him. I studied Alcibiades' expression. Nothing could have been clearer than that he trusted the man at his shoulder absolutely with his life. It was this Polemides' duty now.